This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's an interesting aspect of this that most people don't realize. And in fact, I'm telling you, I'm even wondering if Trump has realized this or had realized this. But at a certain level, this is not even about Donald Trump and never was. It was about America coming back to life. It was about the American people getting sick of being pushed around by media, by politicians, by corruption, and just standing idly by. And so this whole thing has been festering like a dormant volcano for a long time, but the magma's been boiling and everything. And whether Trump is even aware of it or not, he became the rock that penetrated the surface that then allowed all the lava to flow out and explode. And so they can destroy Donald Trump. They can have this testimony to attempt to destroy Donald Trump. They can have the media make things up to try to destroy Donald Trump. All of this stuff, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. It doesn't even matter. Because the volcano has already exploded. The lava is already flowing. They want to put the lid back on the volcano, but they don't understand. They're only heating it up. And so I don't know what the immediate blowback from this is going to be, but I can tell you in the long run, this is only going to help Donald Trump, and it's only going to enrage the American people. This is the crap that the American people are sick of. This is exactly why Donald Trump got elected, but they don't get it yet. So the more that they continue to not understand that, it's like I don't even want to tell them this, but the more they do this, the more they mitigate themselves into oblivion. The more they cast the light on themselves as the enemy. So let's go back. Now, Mark Meadows, inquiring testimony here from Michael Cohen, the Rat.
Was it my what? Were you advised or was your counsel advised to withhold your written testimony to this committee at the latest possible date to get it to this committee at the latest possible date as John Dean said that he advised you?
No. We will.
He never advised you.
John Dean? I've never spoken with John Dean.
Has he spoken to your attorney?
I don't know. I've never spoken
to
John.
Well, ask your attorneys right there
behind
you. We
were working last night till 11, 12 o'clock at night.
You've known that you've been coming for some time.
You may answer the question.
We were working till 11, 12 o'clock last night to finish everything.
So you were writing it last night, Mr. Cohen? Don't give me that bull.
We were making edits all the way through the night.
Recognize Mr. Rudolph.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cohen,
so didn't answer the question.
In November 2013,
and of course,
President
Mr.
Donald
Cummings
Trump
is not going to make him answer the question.
Both in a lawsuit related to the
they're all working together on this
Trump
deal.
International Hotel and Tower in Fort Lauderdale. During the deposition, President Trump was asked about his knowledge of Felix Sater, a Russian-born real estate developer and convicted member of the Russian mafia, who, according to press reports, pled guilty for his role in a $40 million stock manipulation scheme. And it's worth noting, as well publicized, the direct relationship between the Russian mafia and the Kremlin.
This is
over the years,
folks,
President
the floodgates are getting ready to open on this deal. This is unbelievable.
Convicted Russian mobster Felix Sater.
You know,
in 2013,
I gotta tell
Trump
you.
Testified that, quote,
take it down. I got to tell you here, folks. Look, I don't agree with everything President Trump does, but I understand the overall dynamics, 90% of which I talk about on air. But let me tell you something. This is just going to open the floodgates against these people if they actually remove Trump from office for this. I'm telling you, If Donald Trump is the vicious con man they claim he is, he is going to come back after them with total vengeance. And paying for a portrait is peanuts compared to what these people have done. I mean, it's beautiful.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Watch me. Watch me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got so much stuff coming up. I'm trying to war game it all out in my head right now. But we've got exclusive Robert Barnes content coming up. The amazing attorney representing the Covington Catholic Boys with the libel, slander, and defamation that they've had to endure, the harassment from the mainstream media. We've got three powerful segments with him. We're going to be joined by James O'Keefe at the end of this hour at 12:50 here Central. So in 45 minutes, or excuse me, in 35 minutes. Or I guess it is 45 minutes. So that's going to be huge. The amazing James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, they have just released a new video exposing Facebook. But folks, you need to hear this as Michael Cohen is testifying right now live. We may go back to it. We may not. It's we know what it is, folks. There's other important stuff we've got to get to. But here is, they're not going to show you this, folks. They're not going to show you this on the national news here. They're not going to show you this on cable TV. But here is Michael Cohen's real opening statement today in front of Congress.
Now, I want to tell you about the real Donald Trump. The man who I have been fortunate enough to work for and to stand by shoulder to shoulder for a decade. The words the media should be using to describe Mr. Trump are generous, compassionate, principled, empathetic, kind, humble, honest, and genuine.
So there you go. Michael Cohen's opening remarks on President Trump today. Wow. Very endearing words there. Amazing stuff. All right. Let me get to some of these clips. Boy, I want to play the whole Elijah Cummings opening statement, which is more than 10 minutes. I think it was 14 minutes overall. And then he cut Jim Jordan off at 4. And then this guy's such a... I just don't even know if we'll have time. I mean, it's just. All right, let's go to clip 7. Here's Jim Jordan grilling Michael Cohen.
When I meet one day while we're in the courthouse, and I will take you for every penny you still don't have, and I will come after your Daily Beast and everybody else that you possibly know. So I'm warning you, tread very effing lightly. Because what I'm going to do to you is going to be effing disgusting. You understand me? Mr. Cohen, who said that?
I did.
And did you say that, Mr. Cohen, in your testimony on page 2, you said you did things for Mr. Trump in an effort to protect him. Was that statement that I just read that you admitted to saying, did you do that to protect Donald Trump?
I did it to protect Mr. Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump.
And in your sentencing statement, back in December in front of the judge, you said this, Mr. Cohen: my weakness can be characterized as a blind loyalty to Donald Trump, a blind loyalty that led me to choose a path of darkness. Is that accurate, Mr. Cohen?
I wrote that.
You wrote that and said that in front of the judge. Is that right?
That's correct.
Let me read a few other things here, and let me ask you why you did some of these things. When you filed a false tax return in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, and 2016, was all that out of blind loyalty to the president?
No, it was not.
When you failed to report $4 million in income to the Internal Revenue Service, did you do that to protect Donald Trump?
No, I did not.
And when you failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes, I got constituents who don't make that in a lifetime. When you failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes to the U.S. Treasury, was that out of some blind loyalty to the President of the United States?
It was not, but the number was 1.38 and change, and I have paid that money back to the IRS at this time.
I think the American people will appreciate that 1.3.
And I would also just like to say it was over a course of 5 years, approximately $260,000 a year.
Yeah, and that's what I said, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2000, that's 5 years.
Yes.
Got it. When you made false statements to financial institutions concerning a home equity line of credit, taxi medallions, and your Park Avenue apartment in 2013, 2014, and 2015, and you pled guilty to making those false statements to those banks, was that all done to protect the president?
No, it was not.
How about this one? When you created the fake Twitter accounts, Women for Cohen, and paid a firm to post tweets like this one: in a world of lies, deception, and fraud, we appreciate this honest guy, at Michael Cohen, hashtag TGIF, hashtag handsome, hashtag sexy. Was that done to protect the president?
Yeah, Mr. Jordan, I didn't actually set that up. It was done by a young lady that worked for Red Finch. And during the course of the campaign, which you would know gets somewhat crazy and wild, we were having fun. That's what it was, sir. We were having fun.
Was it done to protect the president?
That was not done to protect the president.
Was it a fake Twitter account?
That was a real Twitter account. It exists.
Did you pay a firm to create this?
I didn't pay the firm to do that. It was done by a young lady that works for the firm. And again, sir, we were having fun during a stressful time.
The point is, Mr. Cohen, did you lie to protect the president or did you lie to help yourself?
I'm not sure how that helped me, sir.
I'm not sure how it did either.
Right. And I would like to also note that more than half the people on that site are men.
Here's the point. Chairman just gave you a 30-minute opening statement, and you have a history of lying over and over and over again. And frankly, don't take my word for it. Take what the court said. Take what the Southern District of New York said. Cohen did crimes that were marked by a pattern of deception and that permeated his professional life. These crimes were distinct in their harms, but bear a common set of circumstances. They each involved deception and were each motivated by personal greed and ambition. A pattern of deception for personal greed and ambition, and you just got 30 minutes of an opening statement where you trashed the President of the United States of America. Mr. Cohen, how long did you work for Donald Trump?
Approximately a decade.
10 years?
That's correct.
You said all these bad things about the president there in that last 30 minutes, and yet you worked for him for 10 years? All those bad things, I mean, it's that bad. I can see you working for him for 10 days, maybe 10 weeks, maybe even 10 months. But you worked for him for 10 years. Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
That's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No, sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. I did not want to go to the White House. I was offered jobs. I can tell you a story of Mr. Trump reaming out Reince Priebus because I had not taken a job where Mr. Trump wanted me to, which is working with Don McGahn at the White House General Counsel's office.
Mr. Cohen, you work for the president.
Sir, one second. All right. What I said at the time, and I brought a lawyer in who produced a memo as to why I should not go in, because there would be no attorney-client privilege, and in order to handle some of the matters that I talked about in my opening, that it would be best suited for me not to go in, and that every president had a personal attorney.
Here's what I see. Here's what I see. I see a guy who worked for 10 years and is here trashing the guy he worked for 10 years, didn't get a job in the White House, and now you're behaving just like everyone else who's got fired or didn't get the job they wanted, like Andy McCabe, like James Comey, same kind of selfish motivation after you don't get the thing you want. That's what I see here today, and I think that's what the American people...
Mr. Jordan, all I wanted was what I got, to be personal attorney to the president, to enjoy the senior year of my son in high school and waiting for my daughter, who's graduating from college, to come back to New York. I got exactly what I want.
Exactly what you want?
What I wanted. That's right.
Gentlemen,
I received exactly what I wanted.
Gentlemen, time is expired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to have more from the Cohen hearing. We're wargaming all this out. We got so much content to get to, including James O'Keefe coming up. It's just epic. And then there's more stuff coming. It's crazy out there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
He did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Boy, it's a good haul today, isn't it? It's a good haul of news today, isn't it? Quite a haul of news today. I feel like I should have like a giant head of hair that's like neon green. You know what I'm saying? Like a big neon green head of hair here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Folks, Alex Jones is coming up. He is in a secret location on a secret mission right now. And I am not at liberty to discuss where or why Alex Jones is doing what he's doing right now. But you will find out before the end of the Alex Jones Show today. And it is epic. And it could break the internet. Now, right now, the big story is the Michael Cohen testimony, where we're going to go back live. We just can't help it, folks. It's just like crack or something, like political crack, when the media builds something like this up. But it's the necessity to provide the counter narrative to all the BS. And then there's another level, too, where it's events like this that change people's perspective because they see the whole circus of the Cohen testimony, and then they see the media response to it, and it draws a reaction. And for many people, the reaction might be, huh, this is odd. Something doesn't add up here. And so they try to outsource for information or for opinion, and they wind up at InfoWars, and they see our coverage, and they're like, wow, these guys actually make some sense. That's what I was thinking about that scumbag. That's what I was thinking about Raskin from New Jersey, who, I mean, literally looks like a drowned rat. That's what I was thinking about Elijah Cummings when he lied today. We'll tell it like it is. And that's why they want us banned and censored. I mean, let's just go ahead and look at what has happened to Alex Jones and InfoWars. Totally banned off all platforms. I actually set a record. I challenge anybody to claim that they got a quicker ban on Facebook than me. I was on Facebook for 14 hours and they banned me. You know what the reason they gave me was? None. So I'm not allowed to exist. I cannot have a YouTube account. I cannot have a Facebook account. Totally banned. I'm still on Twitter. Maybe Jack Dorsey, a fellow St. Louisan, allows me on Twitter because I'm from St. Louis. Maybe. I don't know. But that's what we deal with. So it's impossible for us. See, and this is really the key here, because there's all sorts of different solutions and ways we can still get our content out. It obviously shrinks us and contracts us. But see, here's what it is. Like, right now, this is why they want us banned, folks. Right now, everyone is tuned in to this Michael Cohen thing. It's got the nation's attention. So there's people, young people, old people, all kinds of people. They're on the internet. They're searching on YouTube. They're searching on Facebook. They're searching on Twitter. Michael Cohen testimony. Michael Cohen testimony. Michael Cohen testimony. And so all of these live streams are popping up. They want to see the live streams. Well, it used to be InfoWars, the Alex Jones channel, all of our pages, we'd be right up there at the top because we were at the front of cutting edge news on the internet. I mean, we are the frontier. We are the Millennium Falcon. We are the X-Wing fighter in the crevices of the Death Star. And we're firing, and we're hitting the target. And so that's why they have to erase us. So now, instead of InfoWars, this broadcast, being live on YouTube, live on Facebook, live on Twitter, with all the hashtags, and Michael Cohen, with thousands, if not millions of eyes, perhaps even new eyes, on us, giving you the best coverage of this, we're no longer allowed to exist. And that's why. Because when news breaks, when there's a viral story happening, they don't want us in the arena. And so that's why we get banned. And how fitting is it that I'm allowed to do one live video post on Facebook called Is Free Speech Dead in America? And then they ban me. So, folks, this is why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so important. Now, whether it's the brand new protein bars, which are 40% off right now when you order two or more boxes, whether it's the Turbo Force that is 33% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the Bodies that's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, our products get rave reviews because they're great and because they're products you need. People use turmeric for all kinds of different purposes. So we just decided we're going to go out and get the best turmeric and put as much of it into one capsule as possible. And that's Bodies. Just read the reviews for yourself. I can't tell you how many calls I get, how many people I meet on the street that are telling me how much they love Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com. If you're not into supplements, we have household items like toothpaste, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, or the bubblegum flavor that we have for children. You brush your teeth? I hope so. Okay, well, shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great toothpaste. We've got toothbrushes. We've got shampoo, body wash, sunscreen. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Air filters, water filters. Don't be ignorant. Go look at all of the toxins that are in the tap water. Now, it may not kill you, but it's definitely not healthy. And you can just do the research for yourself. And that's what I did. And you know what happens when most people do the research on the tap water and all the toxins in there? They say, I don't want to drink that. Why do you think water is more expensive than soda? Think about that. I can go out right now and get a fountain soda for 60 cents for a 32-ounce fountain soda. But if I get a 12-ounce, if I get a 12-ounce bottled water of purified water at that same gas station, it's a dollar. Because you need water. And the reason why people drink purified water is because the tap water is disgusting. So we just figure, hey, quit paying a buck for a 12-ounce bottled water and get your own bottled water source at your house with the water filters that we sell. So that's what we do. We provide solutions to the problems that we face in our daily lives that we look for solutions for. Hey, the water that comes out of the tap is not clean. I should get a water filter. Okay, so we sell the best water filter at the best price. Hey, there's a new study out, which is a follow-up to other previous studies that say the air quality in the average American home is totally polluted. In fact, it's just as polluted as a major metropolitan city. So we say, man, I don't want to live in a house with polluted air with all these toxins. I don't want my guests to come over and breathe this polluted air. I don't want to raise my kids breathing in this polluted air. I'm going to get a water filter, or excuse me, an air filter. So we say, okay, we'll sell the best air filters for the best price. It's $50 off right now. At InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Yeah, there's the study right there. Boulder, Colorado, the latest one. Average U.S. home air quality comparable to a polluted major city. Don't do that to yourself. Get an air filter from InfoWarsStore.com. It's $50 off right now. The Alexa Pure Breeze, InfoWarsStore.com. Fuel our engines, folks.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to the Michael Cohen testimony live here. James O'Keefe is coming up in 20 minutes. Alex Jones is going to be joining us. He's at a secret location on a secret mission right now. And you know, I don't really know how to properly explain this, but basically it's like the man in the arena is different than the man outside of the arena, even though it's the same man. And so while it's like I'm in battle mode right now and I'm fired up and I'm, you know, trying to be as effective as possible on air, whatever that means, But like at the end of the day, when I'm done with my 10 hours of whatever, trying to figure out what the hell's going on, getting news, getting guests, finding out the latest breaking stuff, finding out other angles, listening to the people I respect, I really do just kind of put everything away and just accept that God is in control. And if you don't weigh that into the overall factor of everything we're dealing with, then you're not going to understand anything at all. And so while I'm watching all of this Cohen stuff and everything, and you want to analyze everything at a very surface level, the stuff that's said here and the stuff that's going to make the news, that's all going to be irrelevant. The aftershock of this is going to be what impacts America, folks. So let's go back live, though, now to this three-ring circus, a total deep state Democrat-run event here, the Cohen testimony.
Opening statement, quote, massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. So I want to ask you about Roger Stone's phone call to the president. First of all, was that on speakerphone? Is that what you indicated?
Yes. So Mr. Trump has a black speakerphone that sits on his desk.
Right.
He uses it quite often because with all the number of phone calls he gets.
Now, in January of this year, 2019, the New York Times asked President Trump if he ever spoke to Roger Stone about these stolen emails. And President Trump answered, and I quote, no, I didn't. I never did. Was that statement by President Trump true?
No, it's not accurate.
And can you please describe for
now,
us
see,
the best
this
of
is a
your
big con game. They gag Roger Stone
exactly what Mr.
hours
Stone
before Cohen lies about him. See how that works?
It was a short conversation, and he said, Mr. Trump, I just want to let you know that I just got off the phone with Julian Assange, and in a couple of days, there's going to be a massive dump of emails that's going to severely hurt the Clinton campaign.
Now look at the precedent they're setting.
Trump and Mr.
So does Anderson Cooper go to jail? Does Brian Stelter go to jail? They had phone conversations with Julian Assange, too. Glenn Greenwald? Oh, no, it's only Roger Stone, if he even did it.
He never expressed that.
Which they haven't shown any evidence of. So if Roger Stone did communicate with Julian Assange, he's somehow bad. But CNN and Glenn Greenwald and everyone else that does it, no big deal. So that's what I'm saying. See, but here's what happens, folks. The news story is
Michael Cohen says that Roger Stone and Donald Trump had direct knowledge from WikiLeaks and Julian Assange that the emails were coming out.
And so that becomes a story. But what's the aftershock? They're all contacting Assange. He runs WikiLeaks. It's an internationally known press. I mean, so it's like, oh, we're all allowed to talk to Assange, but Roger Stone isn't. And so the American people will eventually equate that factor into it, and that's the aftershock. And they say, oh, again, you are targeting politically Donald Trump. That's what this whole thing is about. It's not about truth. It's not about justice. It's about your political witch hunt against Trump, where you're allowed to talk to WikiLeaks all day long, but if a Trump associate does it, he's the bad guy.
I'm not in possession, but I believe, again, this is part of the special counsel, and they... probably best suited to corroborate that information.
Was anyone else present in the room during the call?
I don't recall for this one. No, sir.
No, you don't recall.
Is there anyone else the committee?
You somehow recall the phone call, though.
The president's knowledge of the WikiLeaks email dump?
Well, again, when he called, Rona Graff yelled out to Mr. Trump, Roger's on line one, which was regular practice.
And that's his assistant?
That's his, yes.
All right. And during a news conference on July 27th, 2016, then...
And again, guess what? Roger's not allowed to respond because the judge just gagged him. Oh, how convenient is that? Oh, I'm sure that wasn't orchestrated. No.
If you're listening,
no collusion there.
I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. Now, going
no obstruction of justice there.
Call to the president. Do you recall if Mr. Trump had knowledge of the WikiLeaks dump at the time of his direct appeal to Russia?
I am not.
But the call with Mr. Stone, you believe, was before
this
27th.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about a different set of documents that got dumped. So I was in Mr. Trump's office.
But again, see, again, notice, they're not denying that the contents of the WikiLeaks emails were fake or were real. So the emails were real. All the stuff in the emails, Hillary colluding with the media. Folks, the crimes, the absurdities, the lack of integrity, all of it inside the WikiLeaks emails, nobody talks about that, even though they admit it's all real.
Elaborate on what some of those other activities
see,
were.
Sure. There was the story about Mr. Trump.
Folks, here's the deal. And this is the big test, and I'm telling you, this is not even about Trump. It is not. I mean, Trump is just like
the husband of that employee that works.
Trump is just like the conduit right now for everything. It's like everything has to go through Trump right now. But, like, it's not even about Trump. It's about the American people seeing who these frauds are, seeing how they've politicized every aspect of the U.S. government, seeing how they've politicized all this mainstream national press in this country. That's what they're sick of. And the fact that Trump is their target is why we love Trump. But they don't get it yet. They don't get it yet. If these people had a testimony today testifying how dog crap didn't taste good, we'd all start to like dog crap. Don't you get it? We're sick of you. We're sick of you. We're not sick of Trump. Trump just got into office. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's not perfect. We didn't elect a perfect man. We elected somebody that wanted to put the country first. Okay? And that's all we wanted. But it was too much to ask, wasn't it? We're not allowed to put America first. We're not allowed to have free speech. We're not allowed to have a Second Amendment. We're not allowed to have a border. But you're allowed to do whatever you want. Politicize the FBI. Politicize the DOJ. Politicize the national media. Lie through your teeth all day long. Commit perjury and get away with it. That's all allowed, but we're not allowed to elect Donald Trump. That's what America's sick of. That's what the story is going to be at the end of this. You watch. They'll get their tremor. They'll get their media push. They'll get all their sound bites. Trump's a racist. Trump knew about WikiLeaks. What about Trump Moscow? That's fine. Go ahead. Win your 24 hours news cycle. Oh, but after that, after your tiny victory, you will be destroyed. That's why you're panicked. That's why you orchestrated this whole Michael Cohen thing. It's all one big desperate attempt. And they sit here and they say, we're going to get Trump's tax returns. They already have Trump's tax returns. If there's anything in it, they'd release it. Oh, my gosh. Trump had a bogus bid on a portrait to make sure it sold. And then he made it paid for by the Trump Foundation. Oh, my God. Let's call up the portrait for testimony now. I want that portrait on the stand. I have some questions for that portrait. Was that portrait colluding with Russia? It doesn't even matter. The American people are so sick of the corrupt establishment, so sick of politicized lies, so sick of politicized testimonies, so sick of politicized news, so sick of politicized bureaucracies. That's why Trump said I could shoot someone on Fifth Street and still get elected. Because our hatred for your anti-American propaganda outweighs anything that you can try to do to make us mad. Do you understand that? Our despise of the liars in the media that go along with the Jesse Smollett hoax outweighs anything Trump has ever done. He could have paid off 100 hookers and none of us would care because we're sick of you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's getting more epic every second, folks. Time. Time is on our side, folks. Every grain of sand that falls through that funnel, the deep state gets closer towards total collapse. That's what this whole facade is about, folks. They're done. They've been totally exposed. It's just a matter of time. They're doing everything they can to try to patch it up. It's done. You're done. You people are done. You're fully exposed. And now, look. We're about to have James O'Keefe on. Project Veritas just released another bombshell video exposing the corruption at Facebook. But get this. WikiLeaks has just tweeted out statement on Michael Cohen testimony to Congress. WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange has never had a telephone call with Roger Stone. Boom. Did Michael Cohen just perjure himself under Democrat command? Did Michael Cohen cut a deal that he would get away with perjury today with the Democrats? Wow. The blowback has already begun. Oh, but here's the principle, see? Here's these emails proving that Hillary Clinton committed treason. How dare you give me those emails? You're going to jail. But the treason in the emails. Shut up. You're going to jail. And then what does CNN say? You're not allowed to read the WikiLeaks. Oh. You know why they don't want you to read the WikiLeaks, folks? Because these people go to freaking spirit cookings, okay? They're going to damn spirit cookings. They're having hot dog parties for $66,000. We're not talking about hot dogs, folks. We're not talking about pizza. Woo! Now, let's go to the boil down before Project Veritas's James O'Keefe joins us. Their latest bombshell video exposing Facebook.
This Facebook insider contacted us some time ago and provided us with what she says are internal Facebook documents.
I saw things going on that I personally found to be troubling. I knew that something had to be done about it, and so I felt that the best thing to do was to inform the public.
This is Danny Ben-David, a software engineer. In the leaked documents our insider gave us, we came across a back-end view of Mike Cernovich's page. On it, we could see Ben David running an action called Action Deboost Live Distribution. In fact, Ben David wrote the code and may have invented the word deboost. Deboosting is a method of suppressing distribution. This occurs because prompts such as share this video are disabled. Interactive notifications are also disabled. And the live feed boost is removed.
Where did you see this appear? On whose pages?
I would see it appear on several different conservative pages. I first noticed it with an account that I can't remember, but I remember once I started looking at it, I also saw it on Mike Cernovich's page, saw it on Steven Crowder's page, as well as the Daily Caller's page.
We spoke to Steven Crowder about this, and he was disappointed but not surprised. He told us that this is not the first time Facebook has targeted him.
I came across a document called Coordinated Trolling on Facebook, and it was this troll report where they wanted to address the problem of trolls on the platform and what they could do to combat it.
Seiji Yamamoto and Eduardo Arino de la Rubia are the authors of that troll report.
It was clearly kind of designed at the aim to be the right-wing meme culture that's become extremely prevalent in the past few years.
In Yamamoto's troll presentation deck, he writes that they have a classifier that predicts if a user is a troll. The term troll refers to an internet troublemaker. Listing flagged words such as cuck, re, normie, it's clear that Facebook is targeting the language of the
and
using it to actively suppress their content.
These people at Facebook, man, that's such a joke. I mean, look. I'm sorry. This is too ridiculous today. It's just too ridiculous. Oh, and it's barely, we haven't even begun to get into the ridiculous day on the Alex Jones Show. Just wait until Alex joins us and James O'Keefe joins us here shortly. But folks, look. I don't even know what to say. Facebook doesn't suppress me. Facebook doesn't deboost me. I'm not even allowed on. InfoWars isn't even allowed on Facebook. So look, I stand with Steven Crowder and Mike Cernovich. I don't know Steve. I talked to Mike. So yeah, obviously Facebook is deboosting you guys, but we're not even allowed on it. I don't know what we do. I mean, but so there is a new FTC task force. This was in The Verge today. Will this task force that's going to be investigating the monopolistic powers of the tech industry be looking at the censorship issue? New FTC task force will take on tech monopolies. The Federal Trade Commission will be launching a task force to monitor competition in the U.S. technology markets, commissioners announced today. Oh, you mean like how they deplatformed Gab when it was competing with Twitter? Oh, you mean like how they cut conservatives' bank accounts? Will you be investigating that? A team of attorneys will be heading the new FTC task force. Somehow I feel like nothing's going to happen, though, which is fine. You know, and look. So they banned me on social media. fine. You know, really, the funny thing is, if we weren't so dedicated here at InfoWars, it would actually make our job easier. Because we'll just, I could just throw my hands in the air and just say, fine, I'm not doing any more live streams on Facebook or anything. Fine. Fine. We'll just do our 10 hours of live broadcasts at InfoWars.com/show and fine. Don't let us on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Don't let us break in when there's live breaking news happening. Don't let us break in when there's viral things happening. Just, you know, that's fine. Fine then. We won't work as hard. But that's just not our tendency. And so we play whack-a-mole with these people. We play games with these people. And I wasn't even trying to play a whack-a-mole or game. I just wanted to have a presence on Facebook because there's a lot of family and friends that follow me formerly on the War Room there. And it's not, I don't even go, I'm not even in InfoWars studio. I just walk outside to the Texas State Capitol for one video on Facebook. It's titled, Is Free Speech Dead in America? They ban me. I'm on Facebook for less than 24 hours before they ban me. I think I have the record. I was allowed on Facebook for 14 hours before they banned me. So, hey, I stand with Steven Crowder and Mike Cernovich. I think they're great people. But at least you guys are allowed to exist. I'm not even allowed on. I don't even get to be deboosted. I don't have the honor of deboosting. I don't even exist. But fine. Thank you so much, you losers at Facebook, you losers listening to this broadcast right now, that you spend your late nights debating whether Owen Schroyer gets to be on Facebook. You guys are such losers. And then all you did was make my broadcast more powerful. The title of my broadcast was Is Free Speech Dead in America? And then you banned me. And you know what's funny? Because, see, I'm telling you, like, where is my head of neon green hair? You don't think I titled it that because I knew you were going to ban me? And that all my friends and family that hadn't heard or seen from me in years would see that and be like, what is he talking about? And then they go to my Facebook page the next day and I'm gone? I just trolled you into oblivion! We're so ahead of these people, they don't even know what's going on. We're literally running laps around them, and they don't even, they're like, what? What the hell? We didn't even know you had legs. I don't even know if I should get into this now. But folks, I mean, we are trolling these people on a next level. They don't even understand it. They literally don't even get it. It's like another language to them. And that's why they have a quote-unquote troll report at Facebook because they don't even get what the hell's going on. That's why they try to ban a Pepe the Frog meme. They don't even get it. And then they look for words like Chatelet. That is so Kekistan level deep, I can't even believe they know what it is. But it shows you how obsessed with us they are, and they don't even get it. They don't even speak our language, and yet they listen to us all day long. Imagine tuning into a foreign language broadcast that is in a foreign language that you don't understand, but you listen to it every hour trying to get it. That's who these people are. James O'Keefe joins us shortly. This is unbelievable.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.